This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The 71st National Film Awards ceremony for the year 2023 is underway in New Delhi, in which President Draupadi Murmu is presenting the awards in various categories. The awards were given in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling, and acting. On the occasion, legendary actor, director, and producer Mohanlal will be honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Utpal Datta received the National Film Award for Best Film Critic for his significant and wide-ranging critical writings on cinema, with a particular focus on the Assamese language. Rindoji Thanga received the National Film Award for the Best Garo Film. Director Shilpika Bordoloi receives the National Film Award for Best Debut Film of a Director for the film Mau, The Spirit Dreams of Chero. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that these special trains will run between 1st of October and 15th of November. He informed that last year, 7,750 special trains were operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals. The minister also said that 10,000 trains have been notified and 150 fully unreserved trains will be kept ready for rapid deployment in the last minutes. Ayushman Bharat, the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Jharkhand's Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed the healthcare in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, has said, India is witnessing a revolution in public healthcare due to Ayushman Bharat. Here is more in this report.
With over 55 crore beneficiaries, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has transformed healthcare in India. In the last 7 years, more than 10 crore 30 lakh hospital admissions have been authorized under the scheme, amounting to over 1.48 lakh crore rupees worth of cashless care and significant savings for patients. The scheme's coverage was expanded in 2022 to include 12 crore families. In 2024, it further widened its reach by including ASHA workers, Anganwadi workers and their families. Since October last year, all senior citizens have been above the age of 70 have been brought under universal coverage through the Ayushman Ve Vandana card. This initiative has strengthened universal health coverage and provided millions with safe, reliable and dignified access to medical services. With Pallavi Parmar, Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today announced Viksit Bharat Built-a-Thon 2025 in New Delhi. The Department of School Education and Literacy of the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the Atal Innovation Mission of Niti Aayog, is organizing Viksit Bharat Built-a-Thon 2025 on the 13th of next month. It will inspire young minds to ideate, design and build prototypes on the themes of Atmanirbhar Bharat, Swadeshi, Vocal for Local and Samrit Bharat. The students can register for Build-a-Thon from today till the 6th of next month. Assam bade a tearful farewell to its beloved legendary music icon, Zubin Garg, with a state funeral held at Shonapur near Guwahati. Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sarbanand Sonowal and Assam Chief Minister Himant Biswa Sarma were present at the funeral. China has evacuated over 370,000 people as Super Typhoon Ragasa, the year's most powerful storm, approaches its southern coast. Authorities have ordered school and business closures in at least 10 cities. Hong Kong raised its typhoon alert to just below maximum as panic buying emptied store shelves. Dubbed the King of Storms by China's meteorological agency, Ragasa is expected to make landfall in Guangdong province on Wednesday. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka in a Super 4 stage clash in Abu Dhabi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.